Defense contractors looking for new employees to work on classified projects found this aspect of national interest to be particularly advantageous. By 1957, more than 60 companies were listed on JIOA's rosters, including Lockheed, W.R. Grace & Company, CBS Laboratories, and Martin Marietta. National interest placed German scientists at major universities in research or teaching positions, regardless of their Nazi pasts. Even the U.S. Office of Education helped JIOA send flyers to universities all over the country, touting the advantages of hiring the Germans on federally financed research projects, since they could obtain security clearances more easily than Americans. The University of Texas, Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, Missouri, and Boston University were among the participants. It should be noted that Yale University, alma mater of the Bush and Harriman families and home of Skull and Bones, also received paperclip Nazis as employees. Another program, codenamed simply Project 63, was designed specifically to get German scientists out of Europe and away from the Soviets. Most went to work for universities or defense contractors, not the U.S. government, noted Hunt. Thus, the American taxpayer footed the bill for a project to help former Nazis obtain jobs within Lockheed, Martin Marietta, North American Aviation, and other defense contractors during a time when many American engineers in the aircraft industry were being laid off. The Project 63 effort to import Nazis grew so public. In 1952, JIOA Deputy Director Air Force Colonel Gerald Crabb and a gaggle of military officers, paperclip members, and civilians journeyed to West Germany on a recruitment drive that even McCloy expressed concern over a violent reaction by West German officials. West Germans complained to U.S. Ambassador James Conant, demanding that paperclip be ended. Conant appealed to then-Secretary of State John Foster Dulles to shut down paperclip before we are faced with a formal complaint by the West German government against a continuing U.S. recruitment program which has no parallel in any other Allied country. But the project was not stopped. As usual, there was simply a name change. Paperclip became the Defense Scientists Immigration Program, DEFSIP. Conant may not have realized his appeal was aimed at one of the architects of the very program he was trying to end.